Current State on WKAR. I'm Melissa Benmark, sitting in for Mark Bayshore. Mid-Michigan already getting a taste of winter, no matter what the calendar says. And as the weather turns colder, the Lansing Board of Water and Light is preparing for the possibility of power outages. A year ago, the Lansing area endured a historic winter storm that knocked out power to tens of thousands of people, many for more than a week. And since then, the BWL has instituted a number of changes, including the hiring of a new emergency operations manager. Trent Atkins assumed those duties a month ago, after several years with the Lansing Fire Department. Today, he met with regional planners for a briefing on emergency plans, and he joins us now to talk about those plans. Trent Atkins, welcome to Current State.
Well, good morning, and thank you.
Thank you. So this, I understand, was your first formal briefing with a number of community partners. What groups were there today, and what did you talk about?
Well, we had a great turnout this morning. We had over 50 persons there representing most of the Metro Lansing regional jurisdictions, public officials, police, fire chiefs, emergency managers. We also had representation from some of our larger businesses and corporations, including General Motors, Jackson National Life. We had both hospitals, Sparrow and McLaren Hospital, the Red Cross, Capital City Airport. We had and I'm sure I'm probably missing somebody, so forgive me for that if I missed your organization, but we had a great turnout. Like I said, over 50 people, and I think the success this morning was that with everybody showing up and such a great response, everybody understands the importance of community resilience in the face of a disaster. Certainly we can never remove the hazards or, you know, stop it from snowing or ice or wind and all those kind of great things, but we can certainly look at how do we reduce our vulnerabilities and create that community resiliency to reduce the impact. And I think having them there really showed that they have an interest not only in assuring that their businesses were maintained during some type of an emergency or disaster, but also that government and public safety were able to be maintained. And I think everybody understands that emergency management is not about one person or one organization, but it's truly about the community coming together. And, you know, the need to develop a common operating picture, if you will, to be able to understand situational awareness when certain groups or entities within our community are in need of support to maintain their business and service. And also to rely on each other for resource management. You know, many times there's groups that need certain resources, and there may be other partners within the community that can help or support that.
So you mentioned the team approach, basically. What has the team come up with to have in place now that maybe was lacking a year ago?
Well, I think that, pretty much everybody at the table today and many others out there understand that, post the ice storm in 2013 and then, of course, the snow that followed that, you know, there were certainly gaps in our preparation, and I think that communications was a big piece of that, being able to share good intelligence and creating that situational awareness, and then also being able to get good timely information out to, now I refer to them as customers, but before our community members when I was on the in the fire department, but to be able to get good information and allow them to be able to respond back to report outages or report, needs that they have that aren't being met.
So we just have a couple seconds left here. Just quickly, if you could let us know if we do have another widespread power failure, which I know everybody is hoping and working toward not happening, what can the public expect in terms of getting timely and accurate information about where the problems are and what's being done to correct them?
Well, I think for at least from the board's position here, folks need to take a look at our website. The website has a lot of great information. There is an outage map with an app that you can download now. That's refreshed every 15 minutes. That's probably as good as real-time information you're going to get within the industry. You can see areas where there's power outages, how many people are out, and approximate restoration time. You can sign up for NICSL, and I can't emphasize that enough. sign up for Nixl so that you can get information sent to you via email or your text messaging. And then, of course, we have the social media sites so that we're able to gather and share information in a very timely manner. And the last thing on that website, if I could, real quick. There's information on there about how to prepare for power outages and then also things that you need to know during a power outage.
All right. This sounds like great information going into the winter. Trent Atkins is the Emergency Operation Manager for the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
You too.